Welcome to Union City Radio for Friday, October 16th. This is Chris Garlock with the latest labor news, updates, and history from the Metro Washington Labor Council. The American Federation of Government Employees National VA Council, the union representing 265,000 workers at the Department of Veterans Affairs, recently obtained hiring data that show white VA employees who applied for management positions were selected at double the rate of black applicants. AFGE National President Everett Kelly said that these troubling statistics point to an underlying bias at the VA against black workers and validate the complaints our members have shared regarding the systemic racism they face every day while simply trying to serve our nation's veterans and war heroes. In a major victory for VA workers across the nation, the Government Accountability Office decided to investigate systemic racism at VA in response to the survey. The investigation, which comes at the request of Senators Brian Schatz and Elizabeth Warren, will look into the culture, policies, and practices of the VA and will determine the extent to which systemic racism impacts VA employees, veterans' benefits, and the quality of care given at VA facilities. For the latest labor events, check out our labor calendar at dclabor.org. Click on calendar. In today's labor history, on this date in 1949, in what became known as the Great Hawaiian Dock Strike, a six-month struggle to win wage parity with mainland dock workers ended in victory. Today's labor quote is by John Sweeney, president of the Service Employees International Union, who was elected president of the AFL-CIO on this date in 1995. John Sweeney, who said, "If anyone denies American workers their constitutional right to freedom of association, we will use old-fashioned mass demonstrations as well as sophisticated corporate campaigns to make worker rights the civil rights issues of the 1990s. We're going to spend whatever it takes, work as hard as it takes, and stick with it as long as it takes to help American workers win the right to speak for themselves in strong unions." Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. Find out more at unionplus.org. Please support Union City Radio by pledging your financial support now. Call 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739. Or pledge online at WPFWFM.org. Click on Donate Now. And thank you.
Because the union, well, yeah, the union will make us strong.
It will make us strong.